understand me. Panda. 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 Panda.
At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. And this, yes, this, is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, yes, count them, only two, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. It might even be the anniversary of that tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Don't make me go check the records. Coming up in around about, let's call it 55 minutes. Close enough to the midnight hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Trying to keep it down to that these days, but you just can't stop the death, no matter how hard we try. Even here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I don't really have many stories to tell this week. No things, no stuff. Just me. It's just me. That's all. Me. Getting through day to day. But at least I had a really fine time this week where I did get a mini caucus with your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. And thanks to that encounter, all of tonight's episode, well, up to the radio obituaries, of course, is all about getting to play one song for him. Just one. But I figured if I was going to play that, I might as well play all of this. So, you know, it might be a little chilly here on the East Coast right now. But hopefully you'll warm up before it's all over tonight. I know you're probably doing it right now over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group with your fellow listeners. But not knowing exactly what I wanted to do tonight, I figured, hey, why not start with a monkey song right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank?
The monkey was sitting in the grass. The Gitche bet the monkey that he can't swing fast. The monkey said, boy, to swing like me, you must be a native of the West Indies. For that is swing, swing, monkey swing. Way you say, look, swing, monkey swing. Gitche, my boy, to swing like me, you must learn to swing on a breadfruit tree. For that is swing, swing, monkey swing. Way you say, look, swing, monkey swing. And when I swing it, let me swing me monkey swing, for there is nothing in this world like a monkey swing. Whiteman is the prince of swing, Louis Armstrong is the trumpet king. But when Houdini swing, the monkey swing, I inspire them girls to shake that thing. For that is swing, swing, monkey swing. Way you say, man swing, the monkey swing. And when you swing it, let me swing the monkey swing. For there is nothing in this world like a monkey swing. For that is swing, way you say, look a monkey swing. And when I swing it, let me swing me monkey swing. Gitche, my boy, to swing like me, you must learn to swing on a mango tree. And the monkey was sent to jail. They had nobody to stand their bail. The monkey said, Gitche, I don't like this jail. I'm going to get out of here swinging by my tail. For that is swing, swing, monkey swing. Way you say, let me swing, me monkey swing. Gitche, my boy, to swing like me, you better go and practice on an apple tree. For that is swing, way you say, look a monkey swing. And when I swing it, let me swing, look monkey swing. Gitche, my boy, to swing like me, you better learn to swing on the bread.
Hey, Hashimoto on the trumpet, there is young Keiji Hashimoto. Yeah.
Ricky Bates.
Money in the land of the Yankee Dollar. The big, big bamboo, bamboo. Oh, la, 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 la. Working for the Yankee Dollar. Now I ask my lady, what should I do? To make her happy and make love true. She says the only thing that I want from you is a little, little piece of the big bamboo. She want the big, big bamboo, bamboo. Oh, la, 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 la. Working for the Yankee Dollar. Now I gave my lady a sugar cane. Sweet of the sweet, she did explain. She gave it back to my surprise. She liked the flavor but not the size. She want a big, big bamboo, bamboo. Oh, la, 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 la. Working for the Yankee Dollar. Now I gave my woman a coconut. She said she like it, it's okay, but the only thing that worries me, what good are the nuts without the tree? She want a big, big bamboo, bamboo. Oh, la, 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 la. Working for the Yankee Dollar. Now I met a Chinese man called Dick Pang Lo. Got married, went to Mexico. His wife divorced him very quick. She like bamboo and not chopsticks. She want a big, big bamboo, bamboo. Oh, la, 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 la. Working for the Yankee Dollar. She want a big, big bamboo, bamboo. Oh, la, 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 la. Working for the Yankee Dollar. The Yankee Dollar, money in the land of the Yankee Dollar, money in the land of the Yankee Dollar.
Calypso song come from Trinidad. I gonna tell you that's all wrong. Trinidad's been had.
We gonna tell you that the calypso no more come from Jamaica.
Hello boys, if I'd known you was coming out of baked rum cake. Go, go,
go, calypso, go.
Everybody doing banana boat. Everybody doing
run jump. Everybody doing Norma
Tilda. Tilda Schmilda.
Let's go.
Go. Go. Calypso. Go. Go. Calypso. Go. Go. Calypso. Go.
Everybody.
Go.
Go. Calypso.
Go.
Go. Calypso. Go.
Go. Calypso. Go. Sing the chorus.
Come on, girls, sing banana boat.
She banana boat. Did she get my goat?
Come on, gal, sing Rancho.
I don't dig Joe, cause he don't go.
Tell us, gal, why you shake the hips up.
Cause I'm gonna rock the calypso. Go, go, calypso, go. Go, calypso, go. Go, calypso, go. Everybody go. Go, calypso, go. Go, calypso, go. Go, calypso, go.
Sing the chorus.
Calypso gal, she pretty fair. On neck the pearl, on finger the ring. Want to know what else she wear?
Go calypso.
Me talking funny.
Go calypso.
I take the money.
Better go calypso.
I get the jiggles.
Better go calypso.
Everything wiggles.
Papa go calypso.
Papa go calypso.
Mama go calypso.
Mama go calypso.
Baby go calypso.
Baby go calypso.
Everyone calypso.
Everyone calypso.
Go.
beautiful, they're warm, and they're willing. But where have they gone? Find out what happens to pretty girls who disappear one day only to wake up the next in the world's wildest hellhole of bizarre cruelty, Island of Lost Girls. Don't miss Island of Lost Girls, an exciting experience in a world of stimulating entertainment, teamed with Nice Girl, the story of a cute girl next door who decided she would rather misbehave than lead a dull life. And misbehave she does, going from one man to another looking for the perfect lover. Starring Bobby Benton, the darling of Playboy magazine and country music. It's all in one super show. Island of Lost Girls plus Nice Girls, starring Bobby Benton. Both in color and rated R for adults.
skin and very appealing.
Trouble,
girl, trouble, girl, trouble. It's time you know I got trouble, oh, trouble, girl, trouble, trouble.
I'm gonna tell you a story, and there's no moral to be made. But don't forget when you're dancing that somehow the piper must be paid. Down on an isle in the southern seas, there lives a lassie named Minnie Breeze, and all the natives agree that she's on a singing Trinidad. When Minnie dances, I guarantee, with every move of her vertebrae, the temperature jump up 10 degrees. In Trinidad, that isn't bad. I, they call her Minnie from Trinidad. Trinidad, I, and all the natives would be so sad if Minnie ever left Trinidad. Although the natives love Minnie so, Minnie had herself a steady bone, a fella known as Calypso Joe, and Minnie swore they'd never part. But fate stepped in only as fate could. Min won a contest for dancing good. So she went away to Hollywood. When Joe heard that, it broke his heart. I, they call her Minnie from Trinidad. I, she wasn't good, but she wasn't bad. I, Calypso Joe was so very sad when Minnie up and left Trinidad. In Hollywood, Minnie traveled far. They changed her name to Minnie Lamar. And pretty soon she became a star, the siren of the picture show. But one day Minnie got awful mad. A guy got fresh and she said, "You cad. My heart belongs to my Trinidad, my Trinidad Calypso Joe. They call her Minnie from Trinidad. I, they all love Minnie from Trinidad. I, but there is only one native lad gets chimney with Minnie from Trinidad." So Minnie gave up her dough and fame, and she went back to from where she came. But when she got there, she heard with shame that her Calypso Joe was dead. When Minnie heard that, she almost died. She got a gun to try suicide, But as she started to shoot, she cried, I think I'd rather live instead.
You must go down Jamaica way. The weather is balmy, the moon shines bright. The girls are pretty and the price is right. For Jamaica rum, Jamaica rum, Jamaica is the place that the rum comes from. Keeps us busy night and day, making a rum and making hay. Rich men come from New York town. Oh boy, he really get around. Two sweethearts on same block he keep. Poor fella ain't got no time to sleep. Drinking Jamaica rum, Jamaica rum. Jamaica is the place that the rum comes from. Keeps us busy night and day, making rum and making hay. Take a girl out, spend all your dough. Pray all night that she won't say no. Bring her home, find out the worst. Traveling salesmen got there first. Honeymoon couple come down last week to go sightseeing, so to speak. The scenery's lovely, the flowers in bloom, but so far they haven't even left the room. Drinking Jamaica rum, Jamaica rum. Jamaica is the place that the rum comes from. Keeps us busy night and day, making rum and making hay. Tired old men come from out of the west. The doctor told him to take long rest, but there's 15 girls for every guy. So he says it's a wonderful way to die. Drinking Jamaica rum, Jamaica rum. Jamaica is the place that the rum comes from. Keeps us busy night and day,
making rum.
No, making hay. I have a brother who's not so dumb. He works on plantation making rum. He could squeeze the girls with the pretty shape, but he says he makes more money squeezing the grapes. He jumps on them in his bare feet. He squashes them good, he says that makes them sweet. You Yankees drink it and have a ball, but if you take a look at my brother's feet, you never touch this stuff at all.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank.
What are we doing in here?
We're doing a silly little radio show, and hopefully you're enjoying it tonight. A little different feel than usual. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. I don't know. Why do I have to know all the time? God, you're so demanding. Did you know that a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver? That's a public safety message from StopTextStopWrecks.org at WMFO, right here in Medford, where we do not like to text while we drive. We don't. It's the royal we, by the way. More silliness to come, of course. We encourage everyone to play along over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. It's a lovely place to be. And of course, hang around for the radio obituaries coming up right about midnight. We'll see how this voice that's suddenly feeling very not strong tonight holds up for that. I might redo the list for minimal talking. You know, I gotta protect it. If I make it through this season without losing my voice, which really on paper I already have, this may well be the first year I have not lost my voice since I was about 13 years old. I can't believe we've gone this far, but notice there has been no CompuChick this season. Normally it happens in February, but it didn't. And now here we are, as good as halfway through April. Seems like a weird time for it to happen, so let's not let that happen. Let's all think about that for 1 second. Let's all visualize Belinda not losing her voice this year. Please take a moment. Thank you very much. Oh, just because we like to get him excited. Here's your tithead again right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
For lots of love and walking barefoot in the sand. Though there's no island at all, just a picture on my wall. My darling, how I wish we could be in the middle of an island, in the middle of an ocean. You and I forever, darling, in a paradise for two. We'll go swimming every day and have fun. And we'll lay on the beach in the sun. We'll eat coconuts and fish and be free. that come naturally in the middle of an island, in the middle of an ocean. You and I beneath the moonlight, just the monkeys and the palm trees in the middle of an island. Plenty time to do some kissing, plenty time for lots of loving, and walking barefoot in the sand. Though there's no island at all, just a picture on my wall, my darling, how I wish we could be in the middle of an island, in the middle of an ocean. You and I forever, darling, in the paradise for two, in the middle of an island.
Speedy West.
Let's put men and women together. Find out which one is smarter. Some say men, I say no. The women are the men long, long ago. Not me. It's the people that say the men are leading, the women astray. But I say that the women of today are smarter than the men in every way. Since the world began, woman was always fooling man. But if you listen to my song attentively, I show you that a woman ain't smart as me. Not me. People that say the men are leading, the women astray, I say the women of today are smarter than the men in every way. Soldiers kiss girls once a week, Marines kiss them on their left cheek. Sailors don't bother to look in their face, they grab them and kiss them on any old place. Hey, my I was friendly with a girl named Caroline. She called me honey boy all the time. Just when everything was going fine, she was giving me shots with a friend of mine. Not me, it's the people I see. The men are leading, the women astray. But I see that the women of today are smarter than the men in every way. Leading the women astray, but I see that the women of today are smarter than the men in every way.
I'd been craving for. Then came those moments of bliss in the shade of the sheltering palm. I still remember your kiss as you nestled within my arm. I look for gold on Treasure Island and found that gold when you gave your golden love to me. Love, love, that is love.
Governor crazy, he changed the law for a young lady. A policeman had she under arrest, claiming she wasn't properly dressed. But when the news reached around, that was big uproar. The governor get mad and change the law, leave her alone. Do you understand? Hands off, don't touch. That's my command. He said, I love to see her in the Bermuda shorts. You hear? Darling, you look so pretty in the short little shorts. Oh, oh, oh my dear. If you see she with the shorts roll up above she knee, that's what she was wearing. You could imagine how the governor staring. Oh yes, he watched till the mouth start to dribble. Scratch his head and he fix his spectacle, looking as pale as if he gone dead, with the two big eyes popping out his head. Leave her alone. Do you understand? Hands off, don't touch. That's my command. Darling, I love to see you in the Bermuda shorts. You hear? Yeah, I said you look so pretty in the short little shorts. Talking about figure, she had a shape like a real Coca-Cola. When she said goodbye, the governor had water in the eye. It looked as if he was planning to attack, so the secretary and them had to hold him back. Because the way he watched it, if they didn't hold him back, he would have bite up the lady. Leave her alone. Do you understand? Hands off, don't touch. That's my command. Darling, I love to see you in the Bermuda shorts. Yeah, I said you look so pretty in the short little shorts. Oh, my dear. The drivers hold up just to see how the shorts was roll up. She think it was so cute, but in my opinion it was like a bathing suit. Donkey cat bounce up with a car, and the donkey wouldn't move a step further. All the stevedores quit working on the wharf. Still the governor don't want her to take it off. Leave her alone. Do you understand? Hands off, don't touch. That's my command. He said, I love to see her in the Bermuda shorts. You hear? I said, you look so pretty in the short little shorts. Thank you.
Jonathan,
yeah,
we want to know something.
Okay.
Well, have you ever been to Bermuda?
Yes.
My band once played down there. What did you like about Bermuda?
Well, there was something in the air
that kept soothing me and calming me down, making me feel better all around. Well, it's quiet that far out at sea. Bermuda's about 600 miles east of South Carolina. That's why I say so far. Well, down in Bermuda, down in Bermuda, it turned me all around. It turned me upside down in Bermuda. Ding, ding, boom, boom, boom. Well, down in Bermuda, I saw how stiff I was, and I changed it just... Jonathan, when you say how stiff you were, what exactly are you talking about? I'll explain to you. Don't go away.
Well, you see, back then,
I was in this band. We were playing this kind of stuff there back in about 1973. We were in Bermuda, and we had this job at the hotel called the Hotel Inverurie out there. We were playing stuff like this, you know. Well, she cracked, and I'm sad, and I won. Lord, she cracked, I'm hurt, you're right. Well, she cracked, I won. She did things that I don't. She eats shit, eat creeps, get stoned. I stay alone, eat health food at home. Nothing snotty about that song, is there? No. And she cracked, I'm sad, I won. Well, so we were doing stuff like that. And we were okay, but like we had, you know, all kinds of Fender stuff. And we were going like, and we were like playing all kind of like trip hammers. And we were going like, ding, 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 you know, like that. And the audience is going, oh, that's very nice and stuff, yeah. You know, we were kind of serious and everything. We were, you know, we had a fair amount of equipment for a group back then and everything. We were just going, you know, you know, this is pretty important and everything. We were out there, yeah. Well, yeah, we're knocking them dead. Well, the trouble was, the people who were really knocking them dead were these 40-year-old guys. Back then, I never knew that I would someday be 40. Back then, that was older. Hey, they're 40-year-old guys. Well, I'm going to have to change it to 50-year-olds, see, because... So, in other words, there were people there as old as me. So, and they were the Bermuda strollers, and they all had sunglasses, so you couldn't tell when one guy was lazy and just wanted to lay off that day, would call up someone.